Good morning. Oh, I don't have to scream at it. It's actually got a good little deal. I guess I don't know. I don't actually listen to it. Anyway, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And Pam. Welcome to Breaking with the Boys and Pam. And oh, he said he was on his way in here, man. Danny! So Danny, the other half of Breaking with the Boys, is supposed to be on his way in here. Oh, and by the way, just a reminder that coming up very soon, Breaking It with the Boys will be going on the road individually. We will be at different times as soon as Danny can figure out how to download Anchor.
It's not Anchor downloaded.
It's not that hard. That's what his wife said. I thought I could beat you to it. Yeah, I thought I could beat
you. You could just beat me to it. All right.
Yes, Breaking with the Boys. We've already started.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
You're on into it. Sorry.
Oh, that's a cool logo, man. Did you steal it?
Huh?
That's a cool logo. Did you steal it?
I don't know. My coach.
Come up with that?
Ice 2020. Oh, wait. Can't even read it. Abilene 2020 Icebreaker. USSSA Ring Tournament. There you go.
Yeah, whatever he said, man.
8U to 14U. Y'all come out.
So I guess he says 8U and 14U. 8U
through 14U.
8 and 14U. For those of y'all who don't understand baseball lingo, what he's talking about is Little League Baseball for our youngsters here in the Abilene community. 8U is 8 and under. 14U, of course, would be 14 and under. So what he's saying is...
And everybody in between.
Yeah, all those people. And so y'all come out and join up. You know what? When I drove through Cloud last night, over in Pecan Bayou, it's not really what it's called, when I called it, our guys were practicing football, man. Our Pee Wee football teams were all out there.
Oh, yeah?
Blew me away. It's awesome. I love it.
Well, high school's already, right?
Yeah. High school's been doing 2 days.
Yeah, but you know...
Woo! I don't miss those.
Yeah. I wonder if I can say pussification.
Obviously not. Say it again.
Pussification.
Pussification? Is that a Roger word?
It's a Roger word. I just made it up. Yeah. On the spot, right here. With the pussification of America on this COVID, corona bull stuff, that, don't get me wrong, it is a virus. I am not denying that, okay? I don't like the way we're handling it. Personally, but that's a personal opinion, and that's what makes our country great, is that we're allowed to have personal opinions. Unless, of course, you're a Republican working for the post office, and you're not allowed to have one then.
Yes, you can, you just
can't voice it.
Neither can the Democrats.
Oh, no, Democrats get away with a lot more in the post office.
Whatever, let's go.
It happened yesterday. Mark got on to me yesterday. Me and Scott standing out there having a discussion.
Should have gotten on both of y'all.
Agreed. And that was my whole point.
But instead,
the only person he got on to, the only person he asked was, I still on the clock, was me.
Oh, you and him stuck?
Oh, yeah. We had a nice discussion. No, a legit discussion. About how bad Trump sucks, apparently.
Oh, he started, though, right?
Yeah, sort of. And then what he told me was, I don't want to talk to you about this. And so I walked away.
But,
hey, guess what?
But
I walked away, and then he came from across the room.
Guess
what?
I
thought you didn't want to talk about
it. Hey, guess what?
Okay, so 14 and under, 8 and under.
Okay.
Why you bring it back up? I don't change the subject.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
All right.
Exactly. Here, catch this right on your hat.
No. Ooh, that almost worked.
That was so close. Anyway, so...
And you wonder how Nan got a spirit stuck in her head?
I know. Here's a new joke. New joke, right? So what's black and white and red all over?
Black mark. There's a lot of answers to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A newspaper. A sunburnt penguin.
A bloody zebra.
Of course, when you say the joke, it is dependent upon how you spell certain words, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so exactly. But that none of those are the answer. You don't know what the answer is? Nun with a... Oh, wait, I didn't finish the whole joke. Hold on. What's black and white and red all over and can't fit through a revolving door? More to the joke, see?
Well, now I can answer it because you already started
answer. It's a nun with a spear stuck through her head.
The answer's Roger Brown.
It's a stupid joke.
Yeah.
I agree. When I heard it, I thought it was stupid. I laughed the first time through the wood.
Wow, ready?
My national. It is national something.
My only comment would be, well, look who just told it.
I know, right? August. But I overheard it.
All right, August 18th.
Yes.
Shoot, today's August 18th.
Well, that's good, because it's today's date for something.
National Fajita Day.
Oh,
Olé.
No, what happens?
Hey, I'm going to Abuelos.
Go to Abuelos. Yes, they go.
I call early and tell them, hey, give me some fajitas.
You know what else it is?
What?
National Ice Cream Pie Day.
Okay.
I don't know. What is an ice cream pie? Ice cream pie.
Pie made out of ice cream. It ain't that hard to figure out, guys. I don't know.
Okay.
How do you make a pie out of ice cream?
I don't know.
It's like a cake. Probably a cake, ice cream cake.
She likes cake.
Just put it in a pot shell.
Didn't we discuss that yesterday? That you like cake?
I don't think we're talking to you.
Could have been somebody else.
Imagine that.
Yeah, we're talking about cake.
Y'all all look alike to me.
Boy.
I only see from here to here on everybody anyway. So.
And it's a good thing
we have
had
that discussion.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Hey, is it upright? Has it got just the right curve to it?
I don't know, Melanie.
She wouldn't.
Anyway, today is also National Mail Order Catalog Day.
You cannot order guys in the catalog. I've tried.
Yeah, I'm sure you have tried.
Is it right?
Yeah.
I'm going for it. Turned up on the ends. Is it also National Mustache, Curly Mustache Day?
That's every day for you.
I know. I'm working on it. So, shout out, since we do shout outs every now and then.
Yeah,
shout outs,
yeah.
They probably don't listen to this because they have more respect for themselves. But shout out to Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, along with some other groups, some guys that I just met the other day. We rode in a little honk rally for essential personnel, police, fire, EMS, the hospital workers and stuff. And CMA joined Guardians of the Children, a local MC here in town who do exactly that, speak out for children, and Fortune Family, another organization, another bike organization that takes care of military brothers and sisters and our family members and stuff like that. So a great bunch of people, men and women. Riding with that kind of group is so awesome.
What you should name the show, today's show after it.
What? Guardians of the Children? Not after I told that joke about the nun. That's kind of bad. Here, we're gonna do a show about nonviolence, but let's lead off with this joke.
Yeah, because you can.
Sorry.
Dedicate.
There ain't no way.
You can dedicate a show to your daughter and then start off with
dick
jokes.
Yeah, Shanna, I'm so sorry about that. Oh, speaking of dick jokes, Danae, how you doing? Belinda said you saw you. We were talking last night. We were sitting around there, and she's like, "Belinda said she run in today." Oh, babe, sorry, says she run into you and everything. You was asking about telling her husband's so cute and everything. Thomas is cute. You know he's running for city council. Speaking of that, if you live in the Clyde area, don't forget to vote for Thomas Martin, city council in November. Yeah. Public service announcement provided by me, the mayor.
Not getting paid for it.
Yeah. Is anyone running against you?
No, I'm not running this year.
I am.
No, you're running towards me.
I don't run at all, so that's
a big lie. I know, right? If I run... Oh, shoot, it's almost time. Golly, the fun just never ends around here. Unfortunately for you, though, the podcast does. It's called Breaking with the Boys because we get a 10-minute break in the morning. We like to get together and hang out. Oh, and Pam.
And
hang out. And so our 10 minutes is just about up. Gives us just enough time left to tell you this. Say goodbye, Danny.
Goodbye, Danny.
Did Steven show up?